Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Today is such a wonderful day. You know, whenever we get together to have our talks on Wednesday nights, I'm always thrilled to talk to you, answer questions. And this week, I'm going to start my series of interviews with some of the notables in the community. And I'm so excited to have the person that we're going to bring on board here to talk with you, to talk about her process. And that person's Pam Heath. I have a secret connection with Pam Heath, but we'll talk about that later. But Pam Heath is a strategic yes coach. That's the name of her company, her tag being Yes Coach for You. And I wanted to start the series off with someone that could speak specifically to making your life happen, moving things forward. And what I love about Pam's program is that Pam says the word yes is the powerful word that we all should use every day. So before I bring Pam on, I want to take a moment to have everybody stop, grab your cup of tea, pour it, smell it, inhale it, and let's sit down and have a great conversation with our special guest this evening. Let me get her back on the phone. Hello, hello. Are you there, Pam?
Hello.
I am.
Hi, Pam. How are you?
Woo-hoo. I'm doing excellent. Oh, yeah. I'm awake and aware.
Do you have tea?
I do. I have tea and I have pecans.
Oh, tea and pecans. What kind of tea are you drinking?
Sleepy time.
Sleepy time. So Pam's going to go sleepy. She's going to have a sleepy time when she's finished talking with us. So we're going to drain her of all her juicy, wonderful information. And then she's going to go sleepy time. That's awesome. Well, Pam is, as I said earlier, she has her business called Strategic Yes Coaching. And her website is Yes Coach for You. So Pam, can you tell us a little bit about what this means in your message of Strategic Yes Coaching?
Well, I like to share with people my message of yes, because I'm in life, I'm one of life's little cheerleaders. I'm one of those people that always sees the bright side, always sees the silver lining. The cup is always half full. And it was distinguished for me along the years as I started to develop my process that I'm a yes. In life, I'm a yes. If you propose something, I'm always going to be the one to stand up and say, let's try it. And I noticed that there was something that really captures the resonance that life is. Life is yes. And when you are yes, you resonate with the universe. So I like to tell people that if you want something in life, you can have it. My thing is that anything's possible, and you can have anything you want in life as long as you're willing to say you want it. So what I deal with mostly with people is fear, insecurity, and this concern of doing things right and doing it safe. It's not that I encourage people to be unsafe, but I do encourage you to be a yes.
That's really awesome. You know, I hear a lot in the business world how important it is to use powerful affirmations and saying yes, but people have forgotten the power of yes. In my opinion, it feels like we're so conditioned to not ask for what we want because it feels too forceful. And your message seems to be, don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely. To me, you know, what I usually do with my clients is I tell them it's like when you go in a restaurant and, you know, you sit down and you pick up the menu and the waitress comes up and says, you know, how can I help you? What can I serve you? And you would never look up to the waitress and say, well, I don't want pancakes, and I don't want scrambled eggs. Please do not bring me orange juice, and I can't stand butter. You would never do that. you would look up at the waitress and you would say, something like, "Ooh, I'd love to have an omelet," or "Would you please bring me some apple juice?" You would speak what you want to the waitress. And you would tell them exactly what you want. And you would even go so far as to specify any customizations. Like, you would be specific. "Please don't put pepper on it. Put salt on it. Please don't do this, do that." And my message is, don't even bother talking about what you don't want. Focus all your energy on what you want and only speak that. I say that the universe is listening. And you can have anything you want as long as you're willing to say it out loud. And that's how I coach the people in my life, and that's how I coach my clients.
That's really awesome. You know, it reminds me of a story in a gathering I was recently at. Some of us were sitting around talking, and there was a person there that was prominent in the business community, and they used the restaurant as an example, the way you used it. Only they were telling a story about how they were somewhere once and amongst friends and ordered something, and they had this one particular friend who has a very interesting diet. They're a vegan or something like that, and had very specific nutritional needs. And when the waiter came over, the person said, "This is what I need, but I need you to make it like this, and don't put any of that in it," and all of that. And what this person we're talking to spoke to was how uncomfortable some people felt when this person started talking about what they wanted. And I was wondering if you had any insights on that, because it was really interesting to me that when you're in a situation where people are asking for what they want, and you're a person who's uncomfortable with asking for what they want, we tend to be uncomfortable. We tend to make up stories, and we tend to kind of even get annoyed that this person has the nerve to be insistent with what they want. Can you talk about that? Do you find that that's something that you observe about people as well?
Yes, absolutely. The thing about it is that a lot of times when people are concerned about or, like, upset with you for being a request or a demand for what you want, what they're actually doing is they're putting their fear on you of what they themselves are not willing to do for themselves. Sometimes it can be jealousy. Sometimes it can be envy. My recommendation for people is not to go around on broadcast telling people what you want. Spend your time telling the universe what you want. The universe is actually the person that can deliver. Consider the universe to be your personal waiter in the restaurant of life. The cosmos is waiting for your order. I don't think it's a good idea to tell everybody in your life what you want, because sometimes their negative energy can block or keep you, obstruct you from getting what you are asking for. An example of that will be like when you tell somebody, I'm going to buy a new car, and I want it to be a BMW, and I'm considering every option and every package that they have. That's the car I'm going to buy. And they're like, "You don't make enough money to afford a BMW. Are you kidding? You better just stick with a Prius." Their whole conversation is about why you can't have what you want. But a lot of times it's not about you at all. It's mostly about them. And it's better for you not to even invite that kind of energy. My thing with people is keep it to yourself and share it with the universe. And only share it with people if the people you're sharing it with are resonating and aligned with what it is that you're creating. If they are on your side and giving you the green light, share it with them. But if not, don't bother. You don't need that kind of negative energy being sprayed on you when you're trying to create your cosmic order with the universe.
That is so interesting, and that's such a good point. I have experienced in my own life and in working with clients how we become almost hesitant to speak to people about our goals and our ambitions, because we do feel like this negative influx of information, and we can feel them kind of coming down, and then we get scared to share with other people. And what you're saying is share it with the universe. So can you give some tips or some ideas or maybe some points on the types of things you encourage? I want to be a client of Cam. what kinds of things would you encourage me to do just to get myself focused, just to get myself going forward, just to get some ideas on how can I focus on those goals and make it clear to the universe this is what I want?
Yeah, for sure. I highly recommend a morning ritual. I'm really big on meditation, affirmations, and vision boards. I think it's the best thing to do in the morning, though some people do it in the evening. Either way works as long as it's regular and consistent, that you actually take the time every day to affirm what it is that you're creating for yourself, to create vision boards. So like, for instance, let's say that you want a home, you want a particular kind of car, you want to get married, you want a particular career or job that you're focusing on, then you would create images of what it is that you're seeking, put them on vision boards and put them in your bedroom or somewhere private so that someone visiting your home, a guest or an associate, wouldn't necessarily have access to these pictures. It's for you. For you and your connection to spirit, whether, you know, whatever it is that you believe, you know, you would want that to be something that you connect to alone. Keep on speaking these affirmations and keep on generating for yourself exactly what it is that you're wanting. Like I said before, I'd like you to relate to it like a cosmic order, the same way you order from a restaurant, you order from the universe, and be really specific. It's kind of interesting. I had a friend who practiced this once, and she shared with me one time she needed money to pay a bill. It was like $324. And so she was affirming, and she was envisioning, and she was praying and meditating on it every day. And what she said out loud, and I highly advocate that when you're affirming, you do it out loud, was, I need the $324, please, and a little something for myself. And she said that every day for 2 weeks. Every morning, I'd like the $124 and a little something for myself. So she ended up getting a check out of nowhere from an insurance company for a claim that she had years ago that they finally settled. And she got exactly in the mail a check she was not expecting for $324.02. So she got the money she needed
herself.
And a little something for herself. So the lesson she learned is if you're going to make a request, be a little bit more specific, you know, about what it is that you're asking for. What I really recommend is that you ask for what you want or something better.
Right. I like that. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Was done.
So we were done. I was like, we wanted more. We're like
more,
standing
please.
Here. More of that.
Say, listen,
that is
you know, I'll share another little story with you that I tell all my clients, and most of them laugh when I tell them this thing about being a yes. So it's a scene from the movie Ghostbusters, which is one of my favorite movies. And it's the scene at the end when they're on top of the Empire State Building and they're doing battle with Gozer. And Gozer comes out in the form of this kind of female-looking person. And when she first comes out, the four Ghostbusters are looking at her and they don't know what she is and they don't know what to make of her. And so Rey decides to tell her, you know, in a very authoritative manner that she needed to cease and desist all the activity and go on about her business. And so Gozer just looks at him and says, are you a god? And Rey heard the question, and you could see him being puzzled about it, and then he finally said, well, no. And then Gozer answered, then die. And she raised her hand and threw bolts of lightning at the four of them, and he went tumbling about and came very close to falling out the building and almost died. When they picked themselves back up and dusted themselves off, one of the Ghostbusters looked at Rey and said, Rey, the next time somebody asks you if you are God, say yes. Now, when I share that with people, they get a kind of cute laugh, especially if they've seen the movie and they remember the scene and they think, oh, yeah, that was a funny scene. But it's the basis of all my teachings. Say yes first and then figure it out. Because when you say yes, the door is open for you and the universe responds. But when you say no, no is a stop in the action and you suffer the consequences. And so if you want to have power, passion, fun, prosperity, abundance, say yes.
And there's an awesome, awesome story and a connection that almost anybody can get when they get that, because it's so humorous. And the thing that comes to my mind as I listen to that is, listening to the passion, what made you, what changed your life, what brought you to a point where not just where you are in a space of yes for yourself, but you feel like your mission in this world is to create this yes for other people?
Well, most of the people that I deal with, I have individual life coaching clients, and I have small businesses and entrepreneurs that I coach on a business level to take themselves to the next level. And what I mostly deal with is people's fear, insecurity, and, you know, not being certain what it is that they want to do for themselves and where they're headed. And so I share with them, my background is as a legal administrator and an operations manager. So I know very, very well how to run a business and how to run a business effectively and successfully. And several years ago, in 2007, my oldest child died by her own hand, and I thought that my world ended. I didn't know that I could recover from something like that. And it really threw me for a loop, and I kind of withdrew from the world for 2.5 years. I lost my home, I lost my job, I lost everything, and I didn't care. I really, really hit rock bottom because all I could relate to was that my child was gone and I didn't want to participate in life anymore. And this was in 2007. By the time I kind of looked up, brushed myself off, and got ready to reengage in life, the recession had hit, and it was very difficult to find jobs. So I had to really gear myself up and get really aggressive and actually put myself out there in order to get a job. And one of the things that I realized when I was able to get another job, get a place to live, and pull myself up by my bootstraps is just how effective I was at that. And I started to see that I had something to offer people. And the reality is, and I really got the sense of this, is that the worst possible thing that could happen to an individual in life has already happened to me, and I'm on the other side. And if I can do it, you can do it. No matter how bad it might seem to you, no matter how unattainable, no matter what obstruction or whatever it is that you think is holding you back, you can do it, you can have it, you can be it. I've done it. I've taken on my life, I've reinvented myself, and I've created a career starting a business from scratch and successfully making a living at it. If I can do it, anybody can. And that's why I'm a yes.
That's amazing. I think I have a caller here that would like to talk to you. If I can get my caller to go to activate, let's see if we can get this to work. Hello, are you there? Hello? Are you there? Guess he's not there. Are you there, Pam?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to try one more time. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike, how are you tonight?
I am fantastic. Yourselves?
I'm doing awesome. You're on the air with Angel and Pam. Pam, this is Mike. Say hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you.
So what questions do you have for Pam tonight?
Well, I just finished up a long, tedious process of interviewing for a sales position with a pretty large .com out here in California for a sales position, if I didn't say that already. And I just kind of wanted to get some insight on that.
Well, congratulations on the interview. I'm sure it went really well. Tell me a little bit about what your goal is. Why do you want to work for this company?
Well, it's mainly it's a really good source opportunity to get caught up financially.
Okay, very good. So,
because again,
what I hear you saying,
to work in a cubicle, I would need to be paid very well.
I heard that. So what I hear you saying is that
I've been free range for a very long time.
I feel you, brother. So you're committed to getting a job that pays the bills and supports you in the style to which you have become accustomed, and this job will fulfill on that.
Well, actually, it would be even better, yes.
Okay, good. So by when will you know if you got the job?
I would find out later this week, first part of next.
Okay, so my recommendation is that you be a yes, that's your job, and that conversation that you're having around that job you have with the universe. Like, for instance, envision yourself working there, what your desk looks like, how you set up the desk, your phone, exactly what position on the desk it's going to be, your pens, your staple, your tape. Like, in other words, begin a morning ritual affirming that is your job. That is the job that is destined for you. It's either that or something better is coming your way, and you're ready to receive.
Yeah.
And
no,
that's what I recommend.
Good. Wonderful.
What
wow,
else?
That's powerful.
Yeah, no, that's, again, and I do a lot of visualization and, law of attraction stuff, attach the emotion to it and just kind of experience it as it already is.
Yeah, and I want to say a little bit about, since you brought up the law of attraction, which is very much part of my process, I want to distinguish something for you, if you give me just a couple minutes, okay? Is that okay with you?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's consider that you trust me and that I recommend a restaurant to you. I say to you, you know what? What's your name, sir?
Mike.
Mike, you know what? There's this restaurant down the street. I had dinner there last night. It is absolutely superb. They make the best spaghetti on the planet Earth. I really recommend you go there. And you say, you know what? I'm going to check it out. Pam has told me this. I trust her. I'm going to go down to that restaurant. I'm going to have dinner tomorrow night. So you trot down there, and you go and have dinner at that restaurant, right? You sit down, and the waiter comes over and hands you the menu. How can we help you? And you say, I want some of that world-famous spaghetti. My friend Pam told me about it. I'm ready to get my spaghetti. And the waiter says, we'll be right with you, sir. Let me go in and have the chef make that spaghetti for you. And he goes off. And you wait patiently. And after a while, you look up, you look at your watch, you're looking around, other people are eating and you are not eating. And, you know, I had bragged to you all about how great this restaurant was, and you trust me, you really do, but somehow it's not quite working out the way you thought it would work out since I bragged about this restaurant so finely. So after a while, let's say another 30 or 40 minutes goes by and you're still not eating spaghetti. And the waiter comes walking by your table, and you tail him down and say, where is my spaghetti? And he looks at you with horror and realizes, oh, my God, we dropped it out. We forgot all about you. The cook didn't make your spaghetti. I'm so sorry. I tell you what, your meal is on the house. I'm going to go into that kitchen right now and get the chef to pull up your spaghetti, and you're going to be eating within the next 10 minutes, I promise. I want you to know how much we value your time, and we're really sorry. Your meal's on the house. And off the waiter scoots to the kitchen. Now, Mike, listen up. This is what I'm going to ask you. Do you trust that you're going to get your spaghetti within the next 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, notice what you just did.
Because I've been in that situation on the other end and being the server
but
side.
I just want you to, because there's something about the law of attraction that you got to know right now, okay? You got to believe it's going to work.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of trust. you trust me, and you trust the waiter when he says, oh, I apologize, this is a mistake, we'll fix it right now. If you're someone who cannot bring that level of trust, it's not going to turn out for you the way you want it to. You
right.
have to be willing to give yourself over and know that it's going to go your way. Do you follow what I'm saying?
I loud and clear.
So it's not enough to just say that you want this and affirm it every day, envision it. You have to believe it's going to go your way. Are you with me?
Yep. I hear you.
So I offer you that because it's a lot of times when people are invoking the law of attraction, they forget that little piece, that trust piece. It's going to go
right.
my way. Why? Because that's the way it rolls when you're dealing with the law of attraction.
Yeah, and even another slant to that story, basically, it's like when you put out to the universe, it's like when you go to the restaurant and place the order, do you have any doubt that your food's coming?
Exactly.
And the person always
the doubt
goes, is like, no, because I just ordered it, so it's going to be here in, you know, 10 or, you know, 10 minutes or a half hour or whatever, however long it's going to take, it's going to get there.
It's going to get there.
It's going to get there when it's finished.
Right when it's due.
Wow.
And not a
very
second
good.
Anymore.
That's awesome. I always love having conversations about the law of attraction. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So are you going to get this, you're going to get this job, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose
yes,
so.
You are. Oh,
there you
awesome.
Go.
I'm going to ask. You will find Pam's information link on the site. I would love for you to keep in touch with us. Let us know what happens since you'll hear next week. We're going to come to a close here in a minute, and I think we've got another caller on. But please keep listening, and please tune in again, and please let me know how things go so we can see and hear and just observe this Yes Coach process explode in your life. But thank you so much for calling in. That was so exciting.
Hey.
Thank
you both so much.
You're welcome, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome. Bye-bye. That was really cool. When times are running out, I'm going to see if I can get this last caller in. I think this is the person who tried before. We couldn't reach you. Can you hear me? Are you there?
Do you mean me?
Liz, they're still there. That's okay.
Somebody just
spoke. Hello?
Somebody just spoke. She said,
I
do you mean
spoke,
me?
But I'm just
yes,
listening.
Yes, you. Hello. Well, I've got a, you're on the, you called in. We're here. Hi. That's what you dialed the phone. You called in and we answer. Hi. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Delvinia.
Delvinia,
oh,
how are you?
Delvinia.
Hey.
She called in. She wanted to hear your voice really sharp, so she called in. She can hear you clear. We're running out of time on the show. We only have about a minute left, but I wanted to make sure. It sounds like you guys know each other.
Yes, I know her.
Yes. Yes. And she's working.
She's awesome. It's been a while. I told you I had a secret. So on the last minute of the show, the secret I'm going to share with you is that my relationship with Pam Heath is that Pam Heath is my oldest sister. And I have lived this process with her and watching her evolve the Yes Strategic Coach. So I wanted to launch my interview process by having her as my first guest. So it was an honor to have you on my show.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to watching your... I'm looking forward to watching your business blossom and explode, and hopefully we can come back on and talk to you again in a month or so and see where you're at. Stop by the website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com, and you'll see the radio link. You'll get all Pam's information on there. And if you have any other questions for her, just send your questions in. Let's send them out. It was such a thrilling time to have you. Do you have something to say to them as we leave, like a tag, like good night? Prince, do you have a tagline you want to say to the people as we exit?
My tagline is always always going to be, when someone asks you if you're a god, say yes.
All right. Are you a god?
Yes.
Yes.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.